Good morning. Welcome to the conference call of Forge Stores S.A. to announce the results of the second quarter of 2015. Right now, all participants are connected in listen-only mode. Later on, we are going to start a questions and answer session when instructions for you to participate will be provided. Should you need any assistance during this conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that statements that may be made during this conference call relative to Forge Stores business prospects, its control and colleague companies, financial operational projections and goals are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and are based on information currently available. They involve risks and uncertainties because they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future performance of Stores and may lead to results that will be materially different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. You should be reminded that this conference call is being recorded and will be available in its investor relations website afterwards. We would like to inform that today here with us representing Stores, we have Marco Aurélio Salvagni, CEO, Thiago Piovesan, CFO and IRO. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Marco Aurélio Salvagni, CEO of the company, who's going to make the initial considerations. Please, Mr. Salvagni, you may start.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here for the first time in Stores conference call, and I am very happy to be part of this team that's implementing a huge operational and administrative change. I say being closer because for about 1 year, last year already, I started working as a consultant. Providing consulting to the operational restructuring of Stores, and now we are seeing the first results. I am sure that we will be able to bring the company to a new level in terms of competitiveness, management, and operation. The idea today is to make comments not just about our financial results, which already show a good recovery, but also to give you a little bit more color to the main changes that are occurring in the company and our vision for the medium and long term for this company. Along 2015, that is, in this first half of the year, our production of arms has doubled. Not just doubled, but with a significant increase of productivity and reduction of costs. Therefore, we have effectively had in this quarter a reduction of almost 13% in the cost of goods sold. 13%, it's just the second quarter. The main changes in the shop floor, and this is where we add value to our products. In short, if we were to summarize in one sentence, we are bringing the company and the company's operations to a new level that is modern in terms of manufacturing, operations, forming cells, also the more effective techniques, in accordance with the best practices in the most evolved manufacturing industry, such as the automobile industry. We're also working the modernization of our procedures and practices in our lines of products. The arms industry on the whole, and Stores more specifically, is very conservative in the sense that there are still many opinions and practices that weapons need to be produced by
a gunsmith and who receives all the parts, and then someone builds or assembles the arm, making adjustments so that they may really comprise a total functional product. Of course, this is a not very productive practice in terms of repeatability and questionable quality, especially for the gunsmith, and does not meet our mass markets of today, and these practices started ending in 1908, when Ford assembly line implemented a new model of making one car per minute. So this type of production is no longer possible, and you can't make any adjustment in a production line. So we really want to modernize this process of designing arms and designing the manufacturing process so that we have a modernization in all technical aspects in terms of development and production. In administrative area, we have started the production of our ERP by SAP, the market leader, global leader, and the system offers state-of-the-art resources for large companies such as ours. Obviously, the implementation of SAP is a large venture or undertaking, and it cannot be delegated to consultants or to an implementation company, because we are dealing with redesigning the business processes of our company. These processes need to be defined by the company's management. It's not something that we can delegate. Anyhow, our plan is to have SAP fully implemented and going live on January the 1st of 2016 at 01, when we issued our first invoice by the new system. The recovery, the financial recovery of the company is still going on, and Tiago is going to talk next about that in much more detail. And I would like to highlight our advances in the U.S. market, where in spite of the slowdown in the first half of the year, our sales have grown 22% in the second quarter as compared to the first quarter. And we have generated a profit of 4.7 million reals this quarter, reversing a long sequence of losses in the last quarters. And the generation of operational cash was 36.5 million. And now I mentioned the change in concept on how to design our products, but that's not all. We also need to have a system to generate new products that will provide a continuing flow of high quality and low cost products that meet the needs of the market. And this is what we are now working to attain. And we have launched the first model, PT-838, very well accepted in the Brazilian market. It has been a strong highlight in local sales. In the U.S., one or the two sales hits in the market are ours. One is Millennium G2, a pocket gun, personal defense. It's not a military or police weapon, but it's for personal defense in the U.S., and it's a major hit, a bestseller in the U.S. market, and the other one is called a pistol, also a major hit in the U.S. market. The specialized press in the U.S. has mentioned its quality, cost, design, and in fact, this has been a bestseller. So this is an overview, briefly speaking, showing that our company is more alive than ever, and making efforts to continue its improvement, and so that in due time we will put Taurus in a much more favorable position than we have today. So this is my message. Tiago, please, if you could complement and help me in the details of your area. Well, thank you very much, Salvani. Thank you for the introduction and for your comments. I would like to say good morning to everyone and to thank you all for participating in this other conference call for the second quarter of 2015. And as usual, I like to reinforce in the beginning of the presentation the material that being used. My presentation is available in our investor relations website, www.taurusri.com.br, and you can follow the slides there to facilitate understanding. So I think Salvani has provided a very good overview and a mapping of the second quarter and what it represents. And in this period, we have something that makes it possible for us to call it a resumption or recovery quarter, where we can see clear results of the process of operational and financial restructuring with operational cash generation, with significant improvements also in terms of the indebtedness, with the materialization, though in short time, and we still are having short time actions for the life of a company, but as we said before in our call last quarter, the company was expecting to continue improving its performance, and I think that this quarter is here to consolidate this trend, this path that we've been trying to follow. Undoubtedly, you still have a long way to go, but as I said, the improvement process already shows the first signs, which is important to give credibility and to show that we are on the right track. Not just that, but I would also like to highlight we have improved not just operational results, margins, and finance, but most importantly and more than that is the improvement in quality. As Salvani mentioned, the redesign of our processes, and all of that is done with higher quality products, more recognition in the market, differentiated. So we are investing very much in this part of the process, and we are investing heavily in our company to make sure that this recovery is absolutely sustainable and consistent with the process. This has also provided us cost reductions, believe it or not, because we are optimizing the process, and so cost reduction combined with the foreign exchange rate, and we have attained the benefits, so the dollar is helping us. And so there is a combination of events has made it possible for us to increase margins, even though with more concentration in the U.S. market, which is on high demand for the company and is a market with more volume, but smaller margins. Other important points of the process that are being built along the quarter that can be seen is the management process, the development of management as a whole with important changes taking place. And in terms of processes, and Salvani explained very well the implementation of SAP and other initiatives aimed at providing to the company process improvements and also the quality in the generation of information and all the back office. So SAP implementation, of course, is going to be a landmark in our company. But we should not forget quality of management, information, processes,
So this tool will be a turning point in our company and will provide a vital contribution. It's really going to be a turning point. Also, I will be talking and will be comparing the second quarter of this year with the first quarter this year so that you can see better the evolution of the company. Usually, we would compare the second quarter to the second quarter last year, but we think what demonstrates more clearly our evolution is to compare it to the first quarter this year. As you can see on slide number 3, the recovery in sales in the U.S. market has shown a growth of 23% in the second quarter as compared to the first quarter this year, and we have practically doubled if we compare to the same period last year. So it's 99% more sales, along with the operational gains arising from important cost reductions, as said before, the growth of production and shop efficiency and other factors have led us to reach an operating cash generation of 36.5 million reals in the second quarter, in contrast with a consumption of 35 million cash in the first quarter. And the adjusted EBITDA for the quarter, it was 20.3 million EBITDA more, and we have more than doubled if we compare to the first quarter this year. This good performance of sales in the U.S., as Salvanie has said before, is even more significant if we consider the seasonal effect that is present in the American market because of the end of the hunting season in the beginning of the second quarter. So if we follow up the NICS measuring the intention to buy arms in the U.S. market, it has presented a drop of about 20% in terms of demand as compared to the first quarter of 2015. And in spite of that, slowdown or the smaller market demand, the company has had a significant growth in sales in this period. So this is an indication not just of its competitiveness, but also the quality of our products, as Salvanie mentioned in his introduction. We had already talked, but production has followed the space. If we compare January this year to June, talking about volume of 100% greater than it was in the beginning of the year. So it's a quite significant and fast growth that we have been able to attain with our industrial design, and this is not the way it normally goes. Now, on the next slide, you can see here that the main numbers of the company, and we took the freedom of highlighting a few of those numbers to catch your attention. In terms of net revenue for the quarter, it has reached 175.5, growing 1.1% as compared to the first quarter. Sales in the domestic market, in contrast with the process, have gone down by 18.6% this quarter as compared to the first quarter, and this reduction was seen in the three segments of the company, both in arms, helmets, and also in other products that we have in our portfolio. In spite of the increase of weapons for individual consumers in terms of personal defense, the cut in the country government budget and were decisive for the domestic market to shrink, and they could be offset by the increase in demand in the U.S. market. Also, there is a positive highlight for the gross margin that has grown more than 11 percentage points this quarter, reaching 31.3% margin, driven especially by the gains in the segment of arms, with the gross margin growing 16 percentage points. As a reminder, as Salvanie mentioned, the company's COGS has reduced by almost 13% comparing this quarter to the previous quarter when sales were growing 1.1%. So we had the largest
billing and the smallest sale of cost and a smaller manufacturing cost too. The segment of helmets has also provided a positive contribution to the evolution of margin, even though revenues were smaller, but in margin it contributed by more than 2 percentage points in the quarter as compared to the previous quarter. Also this quarter, the company reported a profit of 4.7 million reals, the first positive result since the third quarter 2013, a result especially of operational gains that we've been implementing, higher efficiency in processes, sales increase, and also effect of the foreign exchange rate. And you know, the company has debts in dollar and the variation in the exchange rate are a good thermometer for its performance. Also in this line, it's important to highlight the adjusted EBITDA for the quarter that has reached 20.3 million reals, growing 124.5% as compared to the previous quarter, with EBITDA margin going from 5.2% to 11.6% in this quarter. With an increase of more 6 percentage points. So these are important numbers that show a backdrop of the company's financial performance. Now on slide number 6, and here you can see the evolution of the company's net revenue per market. The net revenue this quarter was the highest in the past 5 quarters. There is also a highlight of the 32% growth of the revenue in the second quarter as compared to the first quarter last year, just as the growth of almost 16% year-to-date as compared to the same period the previous year. So the distribution between, or the breakdown between domestic and foreign market, so the foreign market has grown at superior levels than we had in the previous quarter, once again, as an impact of the company's positioning in the U.S. market. Now, on slide number 7, here you can see the geographical distribution of our net revenue in the past 2 quarters, the quarter 1 and 2, 2015. So, summarizing this chart, the growth was isolated in the U.S. market, and its share in the consolidated numbers of the company has grown from 57% in last quarter to the current 69%. It's almost 70% of Toro sales were to the U.S. market in the second quarter. Sales to other countries did not follow up the same movement of growth, especially because of delays that we had in competitive procurement processes and authorizations for boarding, and we could not book sales within the second quarter. So overall, our exports had a reduction as compared to the previous quarter. However, giving you an update, most of those clearances have come through, so in the third quarter we've boarded 4 million reals in net revenues because of these clearances that we have obtained. So there is an allocation of time which contributed to this reduction in other foreign markets in contrast with a proportional growth in the U.S. market. Now on slide number 8, and here our financial result and its breakdown, we closed the second quarter with a negative result of 3.5 million reals. And so the financial break-even compared to a net financial expense of 68.3 million in the first quarter. Undoubtedly, the main impact was the variation in the foreign exchange rate, as you can see in this table. This quarter, the U.S. dollar has valued as compared to the BRL of 2.6% when we compare a closing foreign exchange rate. So the dollar price comparing the at closing date of the second quarter compared to March the 31st.
So many of our debts are in U.S. dollars, so this provides a positive contribution to the financial results and makes a huge difference in terms of our numbers of last quarter. Now, on the next slide, number 9, you can see the behavior of operational expenses and adjusted operation SG&A for you to understand better, since there have been many extraordinary expenses and allocations. So we adjusted, taking out non-recurring operational expenses, comprehending especially costs with labor terminations, expenses with operational consulting, legal consulting as a result of our restructuring process, and also, as it was the case last quarter, contingencies such as the Carter case that required about 69.3 million. So we had to set provisions in our financial statements, which are considered non-recurring and as such subject to this adjustment. In this manner, adjusted operational expenses were 45.8 million in the quarter, a growth of 16.8% as compared to the previous quarter. And this growth is especially due to the foreign exchange rate and conversion of expenses of our U.S. subsidiary and also the addition of payroll charges and a slight increase in provision for labor contingencies that was seen this quarter, a result of the high volume of terminations in the company recently. Just to mention the effect of the foreign exchange rate in the company's SG&A, since as the dollar closing in June was smaller than the March dollar that defined the financial positioning of our debts in dollars, so the average dollar of the quarter, month on month, was higher by about 7% as compared to the previous quarter. So in our financials, we usually use the monthly average for the U.S. dollar. And this is why there has been an increase in reals. Now, on the next slide, I would like to highlight once again the cash generation as measured by the EBITDA, but with regards to the concept, it's 12.1 million positive this quarter, and adjusted by the non-recurring effects, 5 million and a half reals related to labor terminations and 1.2 million of consulting and the operational losses of Toros Máquinas and Ferramentas of 1.4 million reals, which is an operation that we are discontinuing, and when we adjust the adjusted EBITDA of the company is 20 million, as we mentioned before, so 124 superior to the previous quarter. It's an important performance, important growth, and once again, it shows the consistency of the initiatives that we have taken in order to recover the company and its operations. Now, on slide number 11, you can see a chart showing the evolution of the adjusted EBITDA over the past 5 quarters. And once again, just to show you that the evolution that we have attained, especially from as of the half of 2014, it has been quite significant and has been also consistent, the growth in the company's improvement. So the adjusted EBITDA was 11.6%. This quarter, more than 6 percentage points growth as compared to the previous quarter. And if we compare to the adjusted EBITDA of the second quarter last year, the evolution is of almost 45%, and the adjusted margin has increased 1.1 percentage points. So once again, the idea here is to highlight the recovery curve the company is in, and we are still going after it. On slide number 12, you can see here our need for investment in working capital, and this quarter it has dropped for a total allocated of slightly more than 270 million BRLs. It's a reduction of 58 million as part of the capital invested in the operation. When we compare our needs for investment to the net revenue over the past 12 months, you can see that today the size of allocation represents 42% of the net revenue of the past 12 months, whereas it last quarter it was 55%. This indicator is still high, but as the company is in ramping up in terms of growth and process, this is already a very positive number, and the idea once the company is stabilized further ahead, we may work within lower levels that are lower than the current ones. So these indicators, there are three factors important for us to mention in addition to the growth of the operation that goes against this process. The first one that I would highlight is the better management of our customer portfolio. We have 25% less accounts receivable. We have billed more than last quarter. And this is not just a matter of management of receiving from outstanding customers. But last quarter, if we compare the first quarter of the year, we reached it with the results of March 2015. And obviously, as it is very close to the end of the quarter, most of the operational improvement were in working capital accounts, so the capital allocation was more expressively allocated to that quarter. And the second quarter operation was more stable along the 3 months, thereby making it possible to dilute this effect better of the operation in the working capital, especially accounts receivable, as I mentioned. In terms of suppliers, we are having better payment times, especially because of the increase in demand that we have in our supply chain, which goes against the current scenario in the Brazilian market with a consumption slowdown. So this gives stores better conditions for loans and better terms to buy inputs. Also in terms of inventory, there's improved efficiency in the process, growing from 5% in the quarter on quarter. And if we look at the production March with June, it has grown by almost 23%. So also an improvement in inventory management, which has contributed to cash generation. On slide number 13, you can see our debt reaching the gross amount of 734.9 million reals in the closing of the second quarter, a growth of 1.1% as compared to March this year. If we discount availabilities, cash, financial investments, the net debt is 604 million reals, which is 2.2% smaller than when we had the closing of the previous quarter. So this reduction of the net debt is basically the consequence of improvement of a cash position in financial investments, but also because of the foreign exchange rate. But there's an improvement quarter on quarter. Obviously, we are aware and we've been working that this level of indebtedness is still too high for our company, and we are focusing intensely on this point, not just to pursue a reduction of our debt, but also longer maturity times for our debts. This is a quite significant movement for the company to go on investing in our operational processes, in developing the market, improving our processes, so that we may more and more reinforce our capacity of generating operational cash and gain financial robustness. amongst other initiatives that we are implementing. Next slide, you can see a snapshot of the theme. We have a macro schedule of debt maturity. So the company today has a high concentration of maturities in the short term. Approximately 70% will mature between 2015 and 2016, and we are working intensely to adjust this calendar within the future flow of the company. Now on slide number 15, you can see here the consolidated cash flow with a highlight to the cash generated by operational activities. As said in the beginning of the presentation, we closed at 36.5 million reals in contrast with a cash consumption of 35 previous quarter as a result not just of the operational improvement, the EBITDA, but also improvement in working capital. These are the two main drivers underlying the cash flow. In terms of consolidated cash flow, considering investment activities, financing activities, and operational, we had a positive generation of cash of almost 20 million reals in contrast with a consumption of the CRESC with the same comparison basis last quarter of 36.6 million reals. This is where is the growth of our availabilities and investments that we mentioned two slides behind. Now, on slide number 16, and in spite of all the publicity and we have announced everything about the ongoing process of capital increase, we reinforce to the market our procedure. We are now in the final phases of this process. I would like to stress that this is an important point in the process. We've had the approval by the General Shareholders Meeting on July the 15th, a call for capital increase of up to 100 million BRLs, considering that the previous capital increase that was being pursued could not be approved because it did not reach the minimum amount of 50 million that was established at that time. For this reason, and because the company effectively needs to reinforce its cash in this new capital increase process, in addition to price updates, because of this is a different time, but the minimum amount was reduced to 1 million reals so that we may have relatively, we can be relatively sure that we are going to receive these funds by the company that will help us in restructuring our capital and financial structures to meet the commitment that we already have, whether they are operational in terms of investments, such as, for example, all our contingencies, such as Hunter Douglas suit that we've been announcing in great detail, such as the Carter case that we have announced to the market and whenever any important development comes up. So I would like to emphasize that we're still within the time of the exercise of preference rights that will end at the end of this week and within this process, as just as the previous process, the company and the management and the partners have approved the inclusion of additional advantage, which is a subscription bonus that granted as an additional advantage to subscribers of each new share issued in the capital increase up until January next year. So this is very much in line with the company's current moment and provides the basis for the continuity of our operation. Before closing, I would like to leave a message. This is not really usual, but how special the moment we are going through is and how challenging and critical the company is having good results. We are improving, but we still have huge challenges, and new challenges come up all the time as in the recovery process. The company is transforming itself very intensely in many different fronts, operational, financial, in the capital structure, in the relation to the market, market share with its products, quality, and reinforcement of our processes in all senses, back office processes, operational management processes, and others. So this is a quite broad movement. The materialization of the results that we have started seeing, and even though still not in full, but only in initial, reinforce the conviction that we are on the right track and the company will turn around with the support of our customers, suppliers, financial organizations that are our partners, employees, all our staff, shareholders, and the market as a whole. We are undoubtedly building a new business and management model that is highly competitive and efficient so that we may finally have a differential in the market where we operate, a differential of quality, respect, soundness, recognition, and trust. This quarter, I think we have already taken small steps in that direction. Still small steps, considering the entire mission that we are imagining for this process. And we still have a lot to deliver and to build. We still have many challenges and many difficulties lie ahead of us. However, we are confident in the capacity of the team and everyone involved with Taurus to support the company so that it goes back to the top of the market with international standard recognition, not just in terms of products, but in excellence what it does. I would like to thank you all once again for being here with us in this conference call. These were my considerations. I would like to extend my greetings to everyone and to thank everyone for another quarter and the trust in the work we are doing. Now, I am opening our questions and answers session so that I may cover any issues that were not totally clear during the presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If you want to take your question from the list, please press star 2. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. We have one question that came through the internet by Mr. George Castagnetti. He's asked if the reduction in sales to other countries, whether it's a fact because of demand of allocation of products in the U.S. This is Salvani. No, that was not the case. We don't have that limitation in production. As I said, we have doubled our production volume, and if we compare it to 1 year ago, we have tripled our production. And we can meet the needs or the demand from all markets. I would say that our presence in other countries is an opportunity that is yet to be explored. We already have plans, even though we haven't yet been able to focus on that issue during our presentation. We already have plans to do that that are going on to reinforce and expand our participation or our share in other markets. It's one opportunity amongst many other opportunities that lie ahead of us. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Well, we have another question here from Walter. Asking, I would like to know if you have reduced the total number of items manufactured by the company as reported in previous quarters to focus on higher margins items. Yes, we did, but we still have a lot to do in that direction. We have reduced in the first quarter from 500-something SKUs, which is a large number,
but much smaller than the one before. But what we are doing, and I am, as I briefly mentioned in my presentation, is a new approach to the theme of new products for new markets. So just cutting down that number to products of smaller margin and focusing on higher margin products is a short-term measure that is necessary but not sufficient. So we are working intensely in that direction to generate new products and then institute the normal cycle of birth, maturity, and death of a product. So the entire life cycle management of the portfolio. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. We are now ending our Q&A session. I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Salvani for his closing remarks. Please, Mr. Salvani. Even though it might be not very conventional, please allow myself, and I would like the permission to those listening to us, to be slightly personal in my closing message. I come from a very poor background. Along my 67 years of life and more than 50 years of life, I have come across many difficulties, both as an individual and as a company. I worked as an employee and then afterwards as a director and manager of companies that have gone through very severe hardship. And now, here I am once again in Taurus, in a struggle, a battle for the restructuring and reinvention of the company, as Thiago very appropriately put it. This is a good fight for many different reasons, but especially because this company has a lot and is very strong. This strong comes not just from tradition, strong brands, renowned and well-established brands, in very competitive markets such as the U.S. market, an asset that very few Brazilian companies can enjoy, but it arises especially because of the force of our people. Here we have very committed and competent people now renewing their faith in the company as a result of the results that have started to show. That are people who know a lot about the market, with technical, technological knowledge of our products, manufacturing processes, management. And through the financial restructuring and of the company's debts, that, as we explained, our main difficulty right now, our main burden now, I am sure that we will reinvent ourselves. In the short term, we have already had a completely different company than what we are today, and we are much better. So, in this manner, I would like to thank you all for your attendance, for your attention, and my special thanks to our employees, because these are and will continue to be the basis through which we are going to evolve. Thank you very much. We thank you all for your participation. Have a good day and thank you.